Thank you so much for joining us for this podcast today, brought to you by Your Network of Praise. Now, let's join the conversation.
This is Your Network of Praise. It is time for our network update, as we like to do every Monday, just keeping you informed with what's happening around Your Network of Praise. Every Monday, about 8:15 in the morning, 5:15 in the afternoon. Roger Lundquist, General Manager of Your Network of Praise, is joining us, and I see, Roger, you still have your party hat on from yesterday.
I sure do, and I was thinking last night, I wish that I only had 40 candles on the cake for myself, but I'm way past that. Yeah. But for KXEI, it's a pretty monumental thing to have the 40th anniversary. It's on July 28th was the official anniversary. We had the party yesterday, and what a fun time it was, Dave, to be able to visit with some of the people who were listeners way back at the beginning, even a few who remembered those banquets that they used to do before there was a radio station. They would do banquets in some of the communities like Haver and Fort Benton and along the High Line. And then to be able to honor some of the founders like Jerry Walteri and Ed Matter and Marvin Callahan and even Lois Ramberg, who is one of the original staff from 1983, who is still with us today. And it was great to be able to see them and to pay tribute to them and the work they did to establish this ministry.
Absolutely. It was wonderful just celebrating God's faithfulness, how he's worked through folks like that through the years. 40 years, that's quite a landmark.
Well, it is. And, you know, the original group that started the station, it came out of a dream that started forming in 1979 when Marvin Callahan and a guy named Waylon Ellenberg, who was one of the three original founders, were having lunch and they were talking insurance because Marvin was trying to sell Waylon insurance for his business. And they decided that Haver should have a Christian radio station. And, you know, 1979, that was the time the economy was in tough shape and there was a lot of general discouragement across the country. And the farm economy wasn't so hot either. And out of that dream to bring hope to the people of the High Line came KXEI 3.5 years later. And that was their whole vision. And Ed Matter used to say the hope was that the signal would reach as far as Great Falls so that they would cover enough people to be able to pay the bills each month. And they now, 40 years later, those who are still around and able to see what God has done can see that he's extended the ministry far beyond the High Line of Montana. And what a thing that must have been for them to reflect on yesterday as they celebrated what God has done.
Yeah. Thanks to everyone who showed up, and thank you as you pray for us. Moving forward, you know, speaking of prayer, we have several things we want to bring up, Roger, as there are some exciting things going on, like Radio Africa FM.
Yeah, we are really excited about that because of the kind of unlimited reach of it. What we're trying to do is just get the best Christian content that we know is biblically sound and has good technical quality and put it all on one podcast site in as many African languages, ultimately, as we can do. And that's going to be limited pretty much just by manpower, how much we can invest in hiring people to screen the content and put it on the website. We have the date on the calendar, August 28th is when it's going to officially launch. So what is that, 4 weeks from today, I guess? And the site is already built and running privately. We have a private web address that the staff, a few of the staff members here at YNOP and New Life Africa can access it. And we're making sure that all the bugs get worked out of that. And we have a little bit of content loaded on now so we can make sure it's working properly. But during the month of August now, we'll be loading a lot of new content on so that by August 28th, it's all ready to go. And initially, we'll launch it just in four languages. English, Swahili, French, and Fulani, the four languages that we broadcast on the two satellite networks in Africa. But it's exciting to see the date on the calendar, to be able to log in and actually see it working on a limited scale right now. We're really thrilled about that because once it's up and running, then the focus shifts to just adding more languages and advertising. We want to put as much money as we possibly can into advertising it through social media primarily, so that if someone is on their smartphone in Liberia, for instance, they might get an ad popping up on their Facebook account or their Instagram account or whatever it might be, saying whatever the pitch will be to encourage them to go to the page, and they can just click on it, and they'll be on RadioAfrica.fm. They can click on their language and see a big menu of content to mm-hmm. listen to. Mm-hmm. So there's virtually unlimited. There's no boundaries. Somebody anywhere on the earth with internet could go onto the site and listen to the broadcasts. And we know that many of those countries have people who have now emigrated to the United States or to Europe, and so they're away from home. This will be great for them to be able to listen to content in their own language and to be able to develop a relationship with the Lord. So we're really excited about the just vast potential of this part of the ministry.
Yeah, potential being a great word for that. It is a huge potential. There's another here closer to home, another thing we want to talk about and ask for prayer for that has wonderful potential. That's happening in Salt Lake City, Utah, as Utah's Hope is preparing to go on the air.
That's right, and in August that will be up and running, so we're really happy about that because, once again, that is an interesting place for Your Network of Praise to have a station. We've never had any big ambitions to be in the top markets across the country or anything like that. Our primary focus was to get Christian radio into as many communities across Montana as possible and then ultimately into neighboring states, and that's what the focus has always been. But the Lord gave us the opportunity to buy this station in Salt Lake City a few years ago, and now as we deepen the impact by going to 100% local programming, we'll be able to attract in many more listeners and to serve those listeners better as everything they hear, as far as public service announcements or weather or news, it'll all be just Salt Lake area. And so we're really happy about that. This is something we couldn't have done financially even maybe 5 or 10 years ago. But because of technology and the opportunity to streamline some things and make the most use of technology, it's not cheap, but it's at least affordable. And so we're able to go forward with it, and we're really happy about that. Please keep praying. We have a lot to get done in these next few weeks as we prepare to launch Utah's Hope. We also have a mobile app for smartphones that, again, is beta testing right now. It's about 90% done, and it's looking good. They'll be able to find content, see the gospel, and stream the station through the mobile app, and then also a separate website, as this will be operated by YNOP, but 100% separate as far as the content and the things that we do online and all of that. We'll have its own identity and website, mobile apps, and the stations will be run separately. So huge opportunity because Nielsen recently bumped Salt Lake City up to number 27, 27th largest radio market in the United States, with more than 2.1 million 12-plus radio listeners there. So it's a great opportunity to share the gospel and at a time when people need hope to be able to give that to them by radio and online.
Utah's Hope. Okay, we'll keep you up to date on that. Now, last week, Roger, we were talking about a difficult situation in Africa where we have some wonderful dear co-workers who are out in the fields, the biblical fields, spreading the gospel. And there were some difficulties with a pay situation. Any update there?
Yeah, we do have an update. And the first thing we'll say is we still need prayer big time on this because some of it is out of our hands. We had the situation that after our July payroll went through, our two staff members in Cameroon did not get their pay. And we also lost our payroll account. It was canceled on us with no explanation. So we suddenly had with that account canceled, no ability to pay anybody, or when new stations sign up to carry the networks, we can't wire the funds to them to buy the satellite equipment to go online with us. So we set up additional payroll accounts, and each one over the past few weeks has been canceled with no explanation. And we finally found out why that's happening, and it's a long story, but we'll just basically say there's a kind of a civil war going on in Cameroon, and when they saw we were trying to send funds to Cameroon, they were canceling our accounts.
Okay.
And assuming that we were potentially wiring funds to rebels in the country. And so we now are in the process of setting up another account so that we can pay all the other staff in Africa, but we still don't know how to get money into Cameroon. So Isabel and Benjamin are still waiting for their July 15th pay, and as of August 15th, we still don't know how we're going to pay them then. So please pray that we can figure out some creative way of getting funds into the country, because right now the traditional methods appear to be completely closed, and yet here we have these two very hardworking staff who are our coworkers, yeah. and they can't get by without pay, and we can't pay them right now until we get this situation solved. So pray for them. Also pray for Isabel's health, because she has malaria right now. So please be in prayer for her as well.
You know, it is a wonderful blessing to be able to go in front of our listeners and ask so many people to be in prayer for this. So that is a prayer request. And we'll look forward to an update, hopefully some better news next week. Thank you, Roger. Our network update every Monday about 8:15 in the morning, 5:15 in the afternoon. If you'd like to go back and check the whole thing out again, we'll have it on our podcast page, ynop.org. Also, we'll be posting it at your Network of Praise Facebook page.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast by Your Network of Praise. We enjoy bringing a variety of conversations your way about important topics or events. We hope you'll share these with your friends and family, and be sure to subscribe to our podcast by linking to our page at ynop.org, so you'll always be informed when there are new conversations ready for your enjoyment. To find out more about Your Network of Praise, go to ynop.org or visit us on Facebook.